This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Things have been not great in American retail of late. Since October, retail has lost 89,000 jobs, more, just for some context here, than work in steel or in coal mining in this country. Told you that so we could tell you this. We talk to Alana Furco every now and then. She is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall up in Butte, Montana, and today is a check-in day. Alana, good to have you on again.
Happy spring, Kai.
So we had you on right after the election. You expressed, as a lot of people did back then, relief that the election was over. How are you feeling now?
Actually, I believe my stress level has increased considerably.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to say retail is kind of up and down, and I am very concerned at some of the things that are going on in politics.
Tell me how that plays out in the mall. I mean, what do you see on a Saturday afternoon when a lot of people, in theory, should be shopping, but now retail is having such tough times?
Well, retail is having a tough time, and, you know, a reality of our life is e-commerce. I mean, it's very easy for people to order electronically, have it delivered in 1 to 2 days. We have suffered a couple bankruptcies, so we've lost some stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is a reality. Retail is extremely liquid. We're playing it day by day.
Well, your JCPenney, I think, closed a couple of 3 years ago. Have you had anybody come in and take that side of the mall and get a new anchor tenant in there?
We have not, no. I still have 2 vacancies on my south end, and that's very concerning.
What about you? I mean, your job is to keep the Butte Plaza Mall up and running and full of people and full of shoppers and full of retailers selling their wares. How do you get by?
You know, it's challenging. Every day is a creative lesson in stress management. And right now we've got construction on the thoroughfare right outside our door. But since April, we've been stressing out because there have been times when we are completely choked off from traffic. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out. That was pretty concerning for Mother's Day week. They did get everything opened up for us Friday night. You know, all the numbers aren't in, but I don't think that the weekend uptick was enough to bring our week up.
So this is going to sound like it's a little sideways, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. We did a national economic poll a month or two ago, and 75% of the people that we talked to said that they think Washington, the government in Washington, has just forgotten about people like them. What's your answer to that same question? Do you think Washington has forgotten about people like you and the folks in Butte?
They have. You know, I think all of these millionaires and billionaires are so out of touch, not just with the middle class, but with every class beneath them. It is a worry. I'm worried for my kids' generation. I just hope that they have the opportunity to achieve a middle-class lifestyle. And,
right.
And it is very concerning to see, you know, that the pinch to the middle class. I mean, we are the ones that shore them up at the bottom and keep things stable for the top. It is very concerning.
Alana Furco is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. We talk to her every now and then, and we'll give you a call in a couple of 3 months, all right?
Okay, sir. You be well.